WSHF 567, monitoring. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738, over.
Yeah, go ahead. This is WRWB 489. Good morning.
All right, very good.
Just on your way to work this morning?
I am, but Detroit's off, so anyways, so it's just this one here today.
Okay, yeah, it's probably because of the stuff that was going on over the weekend. Somebody was causing unwanted QRN.
That right again. So I don't listen. You know, the only time I really have this thing on for the most part is in the morning. So you're not even immune to it then.
Yeah, I'll carry HT with me, and I'll listen throughout. And of course, you know, you hear people out there, you know, messing around. Yeah, what a shame.
Yep. A shame. Definitely falls in that category. Anyways, I see we got some nice days coming up, and that's a good thing. How about it, Charlie? Are you in there this morning? Oh, I'm out here just riding around. What are you doing? Loops on Gratiot like it's 1982? Laying bumper cars, man. WSBT 754. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning.
Bumper cars is about it, too. The way people drive, see a lot of things. You know, Charlie, you're on the road quite a bit. You're driving a pretty good distance. I don't have to convince you or most other people. when you think you've seen it all, man. Then somebody pulls something really crazy. I actually remember many years ago, this is probably in the 2000s somewhere, I was taking the same path I am right now and getting on 696. As I hit the bottom of the ramp, a guy passed me, and I think it was the center lane. He had the newspaper draped over the steering wheel. Jesus, man. I think I turned around and go home at that point. Go ahead, Mike.
I can remember watching a woman put on her makeup while she's driving. It's like, what the hell?
Sometimes I'm afraid to even grab my coffee cup and these people are reading and doing makeup
while driving, right? That's the other major distraction in the world of driving.
Yeah, sometimes I'm afraid to grab my coffee cup and there's people out here reading books and doing makeup.
Insane, Mike.
That is insane.
I was really enjoying this nice weekend and somebody threw a Monday in the mix. The hell with them.
Well, probably your next holiday is Thanksgiving, which is a ways away.
Well, we get 3-day weekends every other weekend, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, we got Halloween coming up, but that's like an unofficial holiday.
Week before. Yeah, that's a pretty sweet deal. You work a little harder some of those weeks, but 3-day weekends, hard to beat.
Yep, 44 hours one week, 36 the next. They call it a 980. The boss man hates it. He wants us all there from 6 to 4:30 every day, but I don't think that'll ever happen. Oh, look, it's raining. Beautiful.
Yeah, 680, eh? Wow, that's 20 more than what Rick Worshi got busted for. I think he got busted on the 660 law.
You know, speaking of that guy, I was at Kroger's one day, and I heard this guy behind me at the U-scan. He was going, you know, nutsola, and I looked back, and here it is, it's Richard Worshi, you know, trying to use a... U-scan. It's like, well, it's probably the first time he's ever used one. He's been out.
Well, he's been out a little longer than that. I would hope to think he used one before now, but... Yeah, I remember him as a kid, so his dad, Richard Worshi Sr., owned an electronic shop. Not really a shop, but a surplus place that's been in Gratiot. And there was another guy before that that owned it that was old and retired to Florida. I forget the name of the place right offhand. Lee Surplus. That was the name of it originally. And it was Lee Rick Surplus, right? So... That was a long time ago, 80s stuff right there. He was just a young little punk back in those days.
Yeah, I think a lot changed for him. When did he go in, like early 80s? I was out of town at that time.
Mid-80s, I believe, by the time he got busted.
You know, in the movie you watch, it shows him before he got, you know, sent away to prison, hanging out with Mayor Coleman Young's son and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, well, not a life I care to live, but yeah, I just remember him. That's my attachment to it, you know, is that electronic surplus shop is 10 in Gratiot on the east side of Gratiot, north of 10. That's how I knew who he was. he would come trolloping through his dad's shop there. So, anyways, let's see. Go ahead, Charlie. I suppose your turn. WSHM 738.
Well, I'm just rolling into the old work 20, so I will let you guys go and catch you tomorrow morning, WSBT 754.
Okay, we'll catch you later. Or I'll probably catch you this afternoon when I get off work.
All right, Charlie, good morning. You have a good one. Enjoy your Monday. Mike, I'm not going to hold it very long here because it's already getting weak, so I will catch you later. Have a good morning. It's WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. Over.
All right, we'll talk to you later. WRWB 489, and we're standing by.
Where's everybody at? Yeah, there's a door nail out here. WSFZ-793 listening.
WSFF-330 monitoring mobile.
Hey, somebody's alive up there. About time. Morning, Kurt. WSFZ 793.
Morning, Dave. It's been a little quiet already this morning.
Yeah, Detroit's off again. I've been sitting out here. I've been sitting here, and I had it on since 4:30. Yesterday on Detroit. A little while ago, I was like, you know, man, ain't nobody out here, so I keyed up to see if the repeater was off. And, of course, the repeater's off, so I had to come over here to Macomb. That's why I wasn't hearing nobody out there, Roger.
Roger that. Seems like that's down a lot lately.
Yeah, for the past few days, seems like every morning, it's off. I don't know, man. You know, whatever the case may be. So I came over here to Macomb, and I keyed down. I said, is there anybody around out here? And nobody. And I thought, oh, it's set out here, too, but I could see the repeater trail, so I know, you know, Macomb is on there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Maybe Detroit just needs more coffee in the morning to get going. I don't know. It happens with electronics, you know.
Yeah, I'm not complaining or nothing. I'm just saying I noticed the past few mornings that Detroit is down until, I don't know, around 10 or something. Then it's on. So I don't know if maybe some clowns are getting out there in the morning and he's shutting it down or what. So that ain't no big thing. How you been?
Not bad. Just keeping busy as usual. You know, I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have anything to do.
Nah, you'd end up shriveling off and just turning into a stick or something. If you had nothing to do, keep moving around, keep the blood flowing and the muscles moving, and you'll live a full happy life, I suppose. Jesus.
I copy that. Even my wife looks at me. She goes, "Can you ever just sit down for a little bit?" I'm like, "Why? I'll get plenty of rest when the time comes."
Yeah, and then when you start sitting down there and not doing anything, some time goes by, she'll be asking you, ain't you got something to do? Why are you always in here? Why are you always sitting here? Why don't you go do something? It works both ways there. I don't know. I'm not fully awake, so I'm sorry if I make no sense.
Trust me, you make more sense than you realize, but yeah, that would be her. You know, I might take a day off and not, you know, just have one of those lazy days. She'll just look at me. She goes, you got something to do? You're starting to irritate me. Go find something to do.
Yeah, that's the way I saw it in my head, you know, that she's asking you, you know, don't you ever stop and take a break and sit down? Then if you do, you know, you're sitting around, you know, she's like, ain't you got something to do, man, instead of just sitting here, you know. But anywho, where you at?
I had an assault on Chainer coming up to 9 miles. No, yeah, 9 miles.
Yeah, all right. Well, then you're still in the neighborhood, sort of. There, I think you should be down by altar by now or something.
Wasn't moving that fast this morning. Mondays are always. God, do I really want to go to work? But I still do it anyway.
All right, Kurt. I got to get up and. I gotta take care of a little business here, and it's calling, the business is calling, I gotta get up and go take care of it, so I'll be back out here in a few. Good talking to you, always good talking to you, if I don't get back out here, it's always good talking to you, you sound good too, sounding good to the repeaters and everything, and you have yourself a great day, my friend. Talk to you in the next day, WSFZ 793. I'll clear a few years and I'll be back.
Roger that, Dave. Always good talking to you. All right, we'll talk to you later. I'm here from you this morning. Maybe I'll hear from you on the way home. So, yes, that's 330. We're monitoring.
Roger, 73 is, I'll be back. That's right. WSFC 902, you awake? WSFC 793, calling. Well, I guess not. Don't contact station 902. WSFC 793, and I'm listening. Is there any signs of life out there?
Yep, WRMZ 653 over here in Coast Night Ridge.
Yep. Okay. Good morning, time 653. I got most of that, but we started, racking out there. But good morning time to you, WSFZ 793.
Yeah, good morning. My handheld, I usually connect to Detroit. than Mount Clemens, but it doesn't seem like Detroit is up right now. Who knows? So maybe I'll switch over to that and try again.
No, it's not on. I just checked it. I stay on Detroit. But apparently it's off. I just checked it about a minute or two ago, and it's still off, so I'm back here again.
I guess we can't complain too much since they maintain these things out of the kindness of their heart.
Yeah, well, it's been the past couple days. It's been shut off every morning. It comes back on about 9, 10 o'clock somewhere, but yeah, I don't know if they're maintaining it or if the clowns are out there and they shut it down or what. It don't matter. I just, Detroit's my home repeater. I always stay in Detroit. And then if I'm sitting out here in the morning and I notice I don't hear nobody, I have to reach over and hit the mic and I know, oh yeah, Detroit's off, so come over here to Mount Clemens and see if there's any signs of life out here. Roger. I'm sorry, man. I didn't catch a word of that. You're dropping in and out of the repeater. I can only pick up nothing. So you're dropping in and out of the repeater there, okay?
Oh, that's all right. Detroit's better for me anyway, but I can reach Mount Clemens sometimes, I guess. But anyway, WRMZ 653. I'll be clear for a little bit.
That 653, I got all that. You came in and heard everything you said there. Yeah, Detroit's my home repeater, too. I like Detroit. It's stronger and you know, even on its noisy days, I don't have no problems transmitting on it. But good morning time to you, and we'll talk to you later. At least somebody's alive out here. WSZ 793, and I'm listening.
No water. But there's a Z793 listening. Anybody out there?
WSIL 946, good morning.
Morning, Red Can Ralph. There you are.
Yeah. Oh, just working on my first coffee here. Just got up.
Yeah, I got up this morning. Drank a cup. Messed around out here for a couple minutes. It's dead as hell. But I talked to somebody. And then
I'm sitting here, man. I laid down for a nap. I went back to bed. I said, I'll with it for a little bit. I just got up like about 10 minutes ago. There's no coffee. I go to make some coffee. There's no water. There's no water coming out of the faucet. I got the water boys across the street here doing something, so I don't have no water, which means I can't make no coffee, which means, thank God, that my pistol's put away far enough to where I'm too lazy to go up and get it and put it to my head. I'm just kidding on that part. But I sure wish I had a cup of coffee.
Yeah. More than likely, they get it back on, it's going to be, it's going to have that brown look to it. You know, every time they shut it down, it seems like it gets murky.
Yeah, I figured that too. You have to run the damn faucet till it comes out clean. And then, I'll give me some coffee. But when they turn it on, I don't know. Like I said, I woke up and realized there ain't no water. So I'm trying to wake up with orange juice.
Yeah, that's it. Man, it sure looks nice out here. It's an awful night here. Late summer. Real nice.
Yeah, it does look good out there. It looks really nice. 76 out. I might grab the handheld and go sit on the back deck today. Get some vitamin D and some sun and the hell with everything I got to do up here, man. It might be because I just woke up. I don't feel like doing crap. I just want to wake up. And, I got Coke in the refrigerator, but it's Coke Zero. But the caffeine in it is weak. So, but I'll survive. I'll figure it out. So, yeah, I haven't heard you out here in the last day or so, man. You've been all right?
Yeah, I haven't felt like talking the last couple of days anyway. You know, I don't know, it gets quiet out here, and it's just, I stay quiet, I guess, but it's, you got a lot of noise going on, and I'll jump in there more than likely.
Yeah, I call for you here and there when it's quiet out there. Usually, it used to be, you know, you were always lurking in the bushes. I knew I could count on you keying up if I called for you. No big deal though, man. As long as you're doing all right, that's all that matters there. So, all right, man. I'll let you get back to what you're doing. I'm gonna wake up here. I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do. You know, might turn on my guitar amplifier and turn it all the way up to full tilt and strum away and blow it. You know, wake myself up that way. Who the hell knows? There's all kinds of ways you can wake yourself up. But we'll talk to you a little bit, my friend. You're sounding good. And we'll talk to you in a little bit. There's WSFZ 793. And listen after your final.
All right, Dave. Yeah, well, if you shout out for me, I'll always come back to you. I just haven't heard your, haven't had it on, so anyway. Yeah, WSAL 946, I'm standing by monitoring here.
WSFT 902 from WSFZ 793. Are you awake yet? Well, that's it. No contact station 902. WSOG 793. I'm listening. While I'm on here, WRUU 850. You around? Yo. Yo, I can always count on you to Kia. Good afternoon to you. Hey, why is Detroit off?
No idea. Usually it's because there's a problem with it down there, and it goofs up. It's never usually off for a reason. So I just got to go bump it and bring it back.
Yeah, roger that. I don't mean to bring it up on you, but you're the only one I know who might have an answer to the question. but it ain't no big deal. I'm just wondering, because it's down in, well, it's down. I guess that's it, man. What you up to?
Well, I just rebooted it, so it should be coming back up here in a second. Took the day off, celebrate a birthday, and that's about it.
Well, is it your birthday or somebody else's?
It was a birthday, anyhow. But, yeah, no big deal. All right, it's back online.
All right, cool. Now I just need the guys outside to turn my water back on, and I'll be back to having a good day. I don't know. Before spring started last year, I got a fire hydrant across the street from me, and some dude in a Mustang hit it. It was a nice Mustang, too, until he hit it. It looked bad when they were towing it up on the thing. But anyway, they put that yellow ring around it, meaning it's messed up. And today they decide to work on it. I think that's what they're doing over there. I ain't got no water, and it's kind of bumming me out. Okay, man. Well, I just wanted to say hello and find out about Detroit, and I don't know. There's really nobody out here. I needed to talk to somebody just to feel like a man again or something. I don't know. But you have yourself a good day, my friend. Thanks for doing there, and happy birthday to whoever it is there. Got to do that, too. We'll talk to you a little bit, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
All right. We'll catch you later. I'm going to get back to it here. And thanks for the birthday wish. All right, later. WRUA.
Roger that.
This is WSRT 284, monitoring Detroit back online.
Yeah, roger that. He just turned it on. He just turned it back on. I came back to you. I've been on Mount Clemens, Macomb, all morning. But I like this one better. But yeah, he just kicked it on. It's working. So we're back in business there, Roger.
Roger that. Dave, what's good with you this afternoon? I just tried transmitting on 18, which is Detroit Simplex. And I just threw out, WSIC monitoring Simplex. Heard no one, went back to the repeater, and suddenly the repeater was on.
Yeah, everything's all right. Water is shut off. They're doing something across the street, and I have no water. You know how that goes. But other than that, doing all right. All morning I had it on, because Detroit's my home repeater, and I had it on, and all morning I'm thinking, man, it's that out there. There ain't nobody talking and stuff. And then a little while later, I keyed up and checked the repeater. Oh, that's why, because it's off. So then I went over to Mount Macomb there and stuff and everything. I just talked to Sean just 5 minutes ago. I asked him why Detroit was down. And he said they were doing something with it, but he'll see if it'll boot. And of course it booted, so we're back in business there. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Just having a relaxing Monday here. I actually just finally finished up some of the last coffee for the day. But yeah, Detroit's been down a couple times in the last week. I was a little curious about that, too. I thought it might have just been some fooling around, so they shut it down. But it sounds like they were working on it or something. But that's cool. It's back online.
Yeah, the past few mornings it's been off. And then sometime in the afternoon, they would turn it back on. And cause like I said, I kept getting caught up. I'm sitting here thinking, man, there's nobody out there. It's dead. And then when I'd key up and, you know, call out or something, I could see that I'd had no repeater trail. And I'm like, oh, the repeater's off. No wonder. You know, go over to Macomb. it sucks here because I got no water. I want some coffee so bad. But I have no water and... So I gotta, you know, try to improvise here, which is nothing. You know, Coca-Cola's not gonna give me the caffeine I need to get myself together there, Roger.
Roger that. You got to boil it down and concentrate it or something to get the coffee zone. Maybe you could, like, DoorDash or Grubhub some jugs of water from somewhere, like a grocery store or a gas station or something.
Nah, it's not that extreme. I mean, they're going to turn it on sooner or later. They just, I don't know how long it's been off. I laid down for a nap earlier, and I had water. And then I got up from the nap and... went to go kick the water and, you know, get the coffee pot filled up and nothing but air. And I seen the truck across the street and I was like, all right, I see what's going on. They're finally fixing that damn, I think that's what they're doing. They've been sitting there broke for so, the fire hydrant, been sitting there broke for so long. The guy that hit it, I was sitting right here, it's right across the street from my window and I heard the guy hit it, run into it, man. He had a nice Mustang, too. When it was nighttime. It was morning when he hit it, like 3, 4 in the morning. And then about 5, 6 o'clock after all the cops and everything did their stuff, you know, they didn't even arrest him. They just sent him walking. But the truck, I know it's called a tow truck, it's a different name, the kind where they towed the car onto the back of it. And I, you know, it was daylight, and they towed that car up onto it, and I thought, oh man, that's a nice Mustang. Look at that, that front end is gone. That thing's all tore up. And then somebody shot some pictures of it and posted it on Facebook there, okay?
This is WSIP-284 Friday. Yeah, it sounds like a flatbed wrecker truck or something. I would have assumed that guy must have been lit or something at 3 in the morning to take out a fire hydrant, or he was just screwing around doing burnouts and, you know, broke loose or something, but apparently not if they just let him go.
Yeah, I'm the one who called 911. I thought he hit the house. I thought he went up the lawn and hit the house. I called 911 and I told them I got a car out here, ran into a house. I told them where I was at. And, you know, she's giving me all, you know, you got to go through the questions and stuff. And I did, and then all of a sudden she goes, okay, she says, I got 3 more calls in about it. She says, okay, I'm sending a car out the way there. He got out of the car. He walked down the street. He was gone for a little while. Cops all showed up and everything and stuff, and they were looking at the car and stuff, and he come walking back. So I'm figuring he probably had some shit in the car, probably had some stuff in the car like alcohol or something, you know, and got it out of there while he could. You know, what, he didn't walk very far because he was back pretty quick. But If he'd had alcohol in his breath or something, they probably would have arrested him. I don't know. They let him go. They just let him walk. And then, like I said, the truck came and towed the car up. I thought he hit the house, but he hit the fire hydrant. But I seen it go up on the flatbed, man. I was like, oh, God, that's a nice Mustang. Was a nice Mustang convertible, everything. But that front end was tore up.
Unfortunate for him, that's for sure. It sounds like he woke up the whole neighborhood, too, with everyone calling.
Yeah, Rod. Where you been, man?
I've been out here just kind of, I don't know, not getting on the radio a whole lot. I've been monitoring. Something that happens is, the last couple weeks anyways, my monitoring radio is handheld, and like, I don't know, maybe 5, 6 in the morning, my battery will start dying, and then I don't realize it, so by the time I get up, I'm not really thinking about it, and my radio's just dead for hours, so I might not see it until, like, afternoon or something. So, I've been missing a lot of the mornings.
Yeah, Roger that. I've been asking Ralph, man, if he's heard from you. I call for you now and then, and I've been asking Ralph if he heard from you, because usually you're out here. It's the same thing with me, because usually everybody, from what I gather from everybody, usually I'm out here a lot. And when I don't come out here, like if I take a day or two off not getting on the radio, you know, they come at me, where you been, man? Where you been? Everybody's wondering about you. It's like that, I think, with everybody out here. You don't hear from somebody for a while. You got to ask somebody else, hey, have you heard from so-and-so, man? Is he all right? You know, because usually you used to be out here all the time, man. I mean, I could count on a conversation with you, even when it's dead out here, right?
Yeah, Roger that for sure. I've had, typically in the afternoons and evenings, I've had the radio on for sure, other than days if the news off. But a lot of the mornings I've been basically MIA because I wasn't paying attention to my radio, so... other than that, you know, I'm doing all right. You know, if I actually heard you call out for me, I'd for sure answer.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that. That's what I said. It used to be when nobody was out here, you were always good for a conversation. If I called for you, you'd answer. It's the same with Ralph most of the time, too. You know, Ralph kind of hides in the bushes and I don't hear from him, but if I call for him, he answers. It's like, yeah, I thought so, man. You just hiding back in the bushes. Yeah, the fan is still doing its job, whether it's plugged in or not. That battery lasts quite a while on it. But, yeah, it's doing its job. It's keeping her cool and doing what it's supposed to do. I'm having an all right day. Like I said, I can't wait for this water to get turned on so I can... get me some coffee, make me up some coffee, and I don't know, sit here and drink coffee and ponder the day, Roger.
Absolutely, Roger that. Having no water would mess me up in the morning. You know, that's the first thing I do. I need some water to take some vitamins. I got to take water with liquid vitamins, and then, of course, make some coffee, and that's the everyday necessity. So sorry to hear your water's off, Dave. Hopefully it comes back on soon.
I appreciate that, but yeah, it'll come on. I got a tree in front of my window. I can't see exactly what they're doing. They got a boom truck out there with a boom on it. So I'm assuming that's to lift the fire hydrant and put the new one in place. I guess the fire hydrant's got to be pretty heavy. So that's what they're doing. They're finally working on it. I can see now they're finally working on that fire hydrant. Thing's been there, like I said, since it was still kind of winter out. But it's been sitting there with the yellow tag around it all this time, and they finally got around to fixing it. So, but all right, Alex, I'm going to go ahead and get on the listening end here and if anybody else wants to get out here and do anything. I don't think so. It seems kind of sad. But you never know who's going to wake up. But good talking to you, always is. Glad you're doing all right, sounding good. No problem through the repeater or anything there. And I'll get with you a little bit later. Take my long-winded butt off for a little bit. WSFZ 793. I'll listen and end to yours.
Sounds good, Dave. Absolutely great to hear from you as well. Always good having a conversation with you, hearing you out here. You're sounding great through the repeater, too. I can see my mail just pulled up. I was waiting on a new multimeter. D41 is out there listening. I think my multimeter is in the mail. But this is WSIT 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
Hey, before you go, you brought up multimeter. What multimeter did you get?
I actually don't even know. I got it for free, as I do, you know. So it was just something that I was able to claim. But as far as I know, it's a pretty decent one. It's got a clamp. I think it can do something on it. Said it could do up to 600 amps, which I'm not sure how it can do that. But that's what it supposedly said. This is a K-Dater. 2,000 count voltage tester, auto range, AC-DC. Current resistance. I don't know. That's all I got from the title looking at it here.
Yeah, roger that. Well, if it has the clamp on it, it'll probably reach 600 if it says it's capable of 600 amps. The clamp's the beautiful thing because you're not directly connected to the, you know, the meter's not directly connected to the current. You know, to the wires, you know, so the clamp picks up. Yeah, you probably do 600 on that. You ever used one before?
Yeah, it's been a hot minute, like a real, I don't know, maybe 20 years even. I think I blew a fuse in one. The actual brand on this thing is called Lodestar, I guess. It's just the seller selling it with that whatever K-Gator name. So this is an actual Lodestar. It's probably just a Chinese one.
All right. I asked because if you haven't, you need to know anything about any multimeter, even that one. Go. I've seen those before. You know, I can help you. I'm the king of multimeters. I have a collection of multimeters around here you wouldn't believe, man. I just can't orphan them all. If somebody's got a multimeter and they're not using it, and you know, hey, man, let me take that, you know. Yeah, go ahead, you know, take it home, check it out, it works, put it in the pile. I don't know, that's the way I am, though, but I was just going to say, if you need any help, check in with me, and I can help you out with it, so. All right, man, like I said, I'm going to get on the side, and I'm going to listen in, and we'll talk in a little bit. WSFZ 793, I'm quiet.
Roger that, Dave. Absolutely appreciate you pointing that out, and you are the man out there for that type of help. Absolutely. I'll be sure to keep that in mind. Thank you.
Roger that. No problem, my friend.
WSJ 896, monitor. Could you hear some activity out here? I don't know what's going on.
Good afternoon, 896. Yeah, there's some activity going on. It's dead. Dead. But, thinking maybe the activity will pick up later. WSFZ
793.
Yeah, because like I said, it's dead out here. I was lucky to run into Alex, 284. That's about it, man. They just turned this repeater back on about 20 minutes ago, so have to see if it loads up or not. All right, man. Well, you have yourself a good one. Go ahead and see if you find yourself a contact out there. I got stuff I got to take care of here. I'll talk to you later. Sounding good. WSFZ 793. I'm listening.
copy that, Dave. You have a good day here.
Roger, roger.
WSIP 284, it sounds like the unidentified sounder is in a port-a-john on a construction site. That's pretty interesting. How are you doing today, John? Are you at home? Are you out and about?
Yeah, what's up, Dave? How you doing? Yeah, I'm home over here. I thought I didn't hear you call out or anything earlier either. I threw out a couple calls out from videos online earlier, but like Dave said, I didn't realize it was even down. Didn't really look into it, so.
Yeah, roger that. I actually, right before they turned the repeater back on, I tried 18 Simplex, like 218, and I just put up my call, said I was monitoring Simplex if anyone's out there on 218. Of course, didn't hear anybody, and then not even a minute later, the actual 18 Detroit repeater came back on. Pretty fortunate.
Yeah, like I said, I've had it on all morning. I was kind of heard Dave popped up there. Everything came back online, so good to hear some activity here. You know, makes for a little background noise while I'm working here.
Well, roger that, John. Good to hear from you. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Good to hear from you too, Alex. WSKF 8969.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
My water's back on. Yay! WRCX 218, WIUG 28, copy. WRCX 218, WIUG 28, copy.
Okay. WSSZ 793, listening.
WRCX 218. WIUG 28, copy. WIUG 28, clear.
Good afternoon, 488. Yeah. WSSZ 793.
Good afternoon, Dave. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Guys across the street working on a fire hydrant, whatever, and my water was turned off, man. I was dying for some coffee and couldn't make any. Other than that, it's been a pretty decent day. How you doing, sir?
Oh, very good. Yeah, I see what you're saying. They do that, but you know what? They should do that in the weekend. Tell everybody, hey, get cut off the water for a little bit. We got to make sure these things will run in the winter time, but they never do that.
Well, the fire hydrant they're doing, I can look out my window and look right at it. Last year, winter was just ending. It was about the end of winter or something. Some guy in a Mustang hit it. And it was a nice looking Mustang too. He tore it up. And you know, they came out, towed the car and everything. Then the water department came out looked at it and threw that yellow tag around it, you know, saying that it was defective, whatever. It's been like that all that time till today.
Yeah. Well, that's not good from that time till now. What about something happened before? Where are you going to get the water from?
Yeah, I thought about that too. Every now and then I'd look out there and I'd be like, you know, if that thing don't work, you know, we catch on fires, or one of the houses around here, over here on the intersection or whatever, catch on fire, how the hell, you know, I guess they find the next hydrant, wherever the hell it's at, but, yeah, it sat like that up until today, and then I went down, had me a little nap, and I got up, I went in the kitchen, going to fill the coffee pot up, turned on the water, and it's nothing. And, you know, then I looked out my window, I seen the truck out there, the boom truck with the boom arm on it, you know, what they use to lift the fire hydrants in place. So I figured, okay, I see what that. It's on now. The water's on. I let it run a long, long time and then got me some coffee here there, Roger.
Roger, Dave. All right, Dave, go ahead and drink your coffee. Take care. We'll talk again anyhow. Good talking to you out there.
WIUG 48. Yeah, Roger, Jack. You know, if I hear you out there, whether morning, noon, or evening, I gotta wave hello to you. It's always good talking to you, always is. I enjoy it. So, but you have yourself a good day, and you're sounding good to the repeater. They shut Detroit off again. Detroit was off this morning. I talked to Sean, and I guess he picked it back on, but I guess there's some idiot. I suppose there's some idiot out there making party noises and crap, and so it's back off again. It's all right. It don't bother me none. But other than that, I'll talk to you later, my friend. You have yourself a good day. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
That's why I can't talk to Randall. Randall out there, he's in Detroit. By the Willow Run Airport, that's why I couldn't talk to him. I shouted for him twice. I think he heard me. Anyhow, you know what? I might call you maybe in an hour because I got a snowblower I'm going to talk to you about.
Sure, no problem, man. My phone's right here. When you feel like it, go ahead and give me a call. We'll see if we can help you out. I'd be more than happy to try to help you out on it there, okay?
I don't want to say that in the air what's wrong with it and all that, you know. It's not right to tie up the repeater anyhow. All right, we'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Roger that, my friend. WSOZ 793. Listening.
Station 793,
WIUG 48, copy. Yeah, come on, Jack, go ahead.
The first three numbers, not the area code, 822.
No, 627.
You're going to have to shoot me again with an email.
Yeah, all right, I'll do that. Get on it right now, and I'll shoot you an email real quick.
Thank you. IUG, wait 8, clear.
I'm going to send it to the Gmail, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what's going on here. But I'm having trouble with my Yahoo Mail. It won't let me send anything. This boy.
Thank you. I'll call you in a few.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to try to send you it, and I don't know, man. It won't let me do nothing. This Yahoo, man, it makes me mad sometimes. It won't let me, I click on, you know, to send an email, and it ain't doing nothing, and it's stupid stuff. But anyway, as long as you got the number, yeah, call me when you want. WSBT 754.
WSBT 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
What's going on? WSDJ 347.
Just getting off work.
That's always a good feeling. I see your friends are back trying to step on you again.
Wouldn't be surprising. And the culprit is WSBU 202, was the one that gave him the HT. And, you know, oh well, it is what it is. I mean, if they want to just keep doing it, then let them have fun, I guess.
Yeah, they're trying, but it ain't working. Just like in the mornings.
Well, like I, iterated it to him one morning, I said, you know, it's all about location, my friend. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, copy that, copy that.
I just stuff over here at 26 in County Line, running low power.
I can hear you good down here in Shelby Township, 21 in Van Dyke. You got a little popcorn in the back, but I can hear you good.
Yeah, so what this radio is, I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah, you're making a good trip.
Just like in the mornings, you know, I'm only running an HT out of my house. And I'm only pushing about maybe 8 watts. That's about it. You know, so, I mean, that's pretty impressive that he, you know, that little 8 watt, you know, handy talking still gets over that tomfoolery or QRM.
Yeah, copy that. Is that what you run in your car, HT, or do you have a mobile?
a mobile in the car and an HD at home.
Roger that. How's the traffic out that way this time of day?
It's not too bad out this way, but they got construction going on, so it's a little bit of a backup.
Hey, I would think you'd have a better time coming south than you would have them going north.
Yeah, well, right now with all the construction going on in this area here, everything's down to like one lane, and it's backing things up. Now, once they get all this construction done around here,
and it'll make it a lot better. Flow will be going better then, once it's cleared up. You got WSTJ 347, Joe. We'll be standing by. Hopefully your ride home ain't too bad. We'll be monitoring. Maybe we'll talk to you in the morning.
All right, sir. I guess we'll catch you in a little bit. Yeah, I'm just navigating through this crap here, so. All right, we will, yeah, catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by,
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WSHF 793, monitoring.
Hey Dave, did you get your water back yet? WSAL 946.
Oh yeah, got it back quite a while ago. About an hour or two. I had to let it run. It came out brown and let it run. And then I filled up the coffee pot. I put water in the pot and then looked through the pot and see if the water was clear. A little dirty, I poured it out, let the thing run a bit more. And I finally could put water in the pot and I could see through it and it's clear. I made me a pot. Yeah, I think 89X's transmitter went down or something.
I don't know. I heard something, man, a while back. I didn't pay no mind to it, though. You know, I don't really listen to 89X there, okay?
Well, I don't know. A few years back, they went country. So, now they're back to all.
Yeah, I remember when W4 went country. As a kid, I got up, because I always listened to W4 and Howard Stern. And I got up, and it was rock music playing. I can't remember what band was playing. I guess my memory's not that good. But after the after that song ended, a cowboy song came on. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, what kind of joke is this? You know, what's the punchline here? And this cowboy song plays, the guy's, and then Howard Stern got on there and says, I can't take this no more. This is Hoppity Howard, and I quit. I'm thinking, what the hell? So I waited for the song to be over. The song was over, and here come another country song. When I went outside, everybody I ran into is going, what happened to W4, man? They're playing country now.
I remember a few years back, I don't know what station it was. They went country, and they played Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places, for like days on end, over and over and over again.
I had a girlfriend I was living with her, and she was a Garth Brooks nut. Played that song, man. She used to play that song over and over and over. When she first played it, I thought it was cool tune. I mean, I'm not a country guy, you know, and I don't care for Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks is a sellout. He's just, there's a lot of things I just don't like about him, but that was a pretty cool song. But then after you hear it about 250 times, you're thinking, Jesus Christ. In fact, when I remember now, we had a big fight about it. I got in her ass, got in her butt about playing this stuff. I told her, can't you listen to something else? Don't you listen to rock and roll? Every all day, man, you got this Garth Brooks going. You know, why don't you do something? Why don't you play something else?
That didn't last, did it?
Old Russian 16?
Nah, she didn't take no shit. She was one of those. She'd argue right back at me. But, I got tired of it, man. I told her, you know, I love you and everything, but Christ, you know, listen, let me get in there and put some Aerosmith on or something. You know, something. Except Garth Brooks. I mean, she was Garth Brooks in all day, man. The same damn album, too, over and over and over. Anyway, that's one of my happy memories of my teenhood there, I guess. WSOC 793 ID. Alright, man, I'm gonna get in here and listen and do whatever it is I'm doing here. So, I'll talk to you in a minute, Ralph.
Alright, Dave. WSAL 946. I'll be monitoring here. Take care.
Dave, WSTU 844.
I was wondering if it was you who made that comment.
Roger, roger.
No, she was 22, man. If I remember right. 21 or 22, somewhere in there. What's happening, my friend?
Oh, just getting out of work. How about you? How you doing?
Doing all right now that they turned the water back on. Got me some, I made some high octane coffee this time. And it's got me flying.
Oh, just like Ozzy, flying high again, eh?
Yeah, more or less. I just went on YouTube and I listened to the whole Van Halen 1 album. I don't know, I had Van Halen playing in my head. And I got on YouTube and
They got the Van Halen album, just the full album. And I clicked that Van Halen 1. Now I was listening to all the tunes on it, man, and bringing back the memories there, okay?
Roger that. Yeah, I've been on a Sammy Hagar for the last couple of days, so just got done listening to his stuff.
See, I like the old stuff when he was with Montrose and stuff. He was great, man. He was good with Van Halen, too. But I was one of them people that always thought, you know, Van Halen don't sound like Van Halen without David Lee Roth. But Sammy did a good job of Van Halen. No, I'm not going to knock him for it. He did a good job, but, you know, we used to always say, man, I wish it was David Lee Roth in there. But lately, man, they got videos of David Lee Roth, recent videos of him on stage in Las Vegas doing Van Halen songs. And, man, he's awful. He's really bad. He shouldn't even be up there singing.
Yeah, Roger that. I've been hearing about that. Yeah. Yeah, he's gone downhill. But, I'm 50-50. I love the David Lee Roth stuff, but I also love the Sammy Hagar stuff, too. And Eddie Van Halen is one hell of a guitarist. He was, God bless his soul, heck of a guitarist, man. Without his guitar playing, Van Halen wouldn't be where they are today.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, yeah, when Eddie Van Halen came along, he turned the guitar world upside down, man. There was nobody. Nobody could touch him. I used to have this guy that lived a couple blocks over on the corner, Party House. And he had a bunch of us come in, man, and, you know, smoked out. And he told us, he said, you got to listen to this. You got to hear this. And it was Van Halen 1. We didn't know nothing about Van Halen or Van Halen 1. And he put Van Halen 1 on the stereo, man, cranked it up. And, oh, man, it was magic, man. Eddie, especially Eruption, when Eddie went into Eruption, you know. But, nobody could, when he came out, man, nobody could touch him. And they said that if you ever watched him play on stage when he'd solo, he'd turn and face the amplifiers. His managers told him to do that because they don't want people seeing where his fingers are and learning how to do his stuff.
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yeah, Van Halen 1 was one of my first cassettes. That and Ted Nugent, I don't remember what one of his, but it was around the same era of Van Halen 1. And then Foreigner, Boston. Oh, man. Lots.
That was the same here. Foreigner, when I first heard Foreigner, I had to go out and get their first album. I loved that album. I played it over and over. The whole damn album was good. Nugent, at that time, what the hell was the album? I'm surprised I can't remember it. It's got all the good songs on there. And it had a song Hammered Down with Meatloaf singing the vocals, but Free For All. That's when Nugent came out with Free For All. You know, a lot of people now, you know, they bad mouth Ted and everything, you know, because the guy doesn't shut up. Hey, he may spear and he may not shut up, but the guy can play the damn guitar, man, real good. He's still dead.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was lucky. I got in the Columbia and RCA music club. So, I got records for a while, and all of a sudden I went to cassettes. So, and I still got some of them.
Did you pay them?
Yeah, I did. And I've got a lot of, I had a lot of the Kiss albums, too. Alive 1 and Double Platinum, Love Gun, Destroyer. Oh, my God. It brings back so many memories. It was fun.
Yeah, the early stuff I got into,
still like to listen to the early stuff, Cold Gin and all that other stuff. But as they went on and started commercializing, I kind of got away from them. I didn't like that. So, but yesterday I watched a documentary on Bad Company on YouTube. It was a full documentary. It was like an hour and a half long. How they started, and pretty good, man. I love Bad Company. Still do.
Yeah, I like Bad Company also, yep. Got so many good bands. God.
Yeah, back in the day there was, man. A lot of good bands, a lot of partying, a lot of good stuff happening. Not like today. Well, you know, you get out, you walk down the street, you risk getting shot at or something. You know, it was good back then, man. Music jams. Music today, I don't care much for. I like the old stuff. I'm an old school thing. But I watched a couple videos recently, I think this year or last year, of Bad Company on stage get back together. And they did the song Bad Company, and man, Paul Rodgers can still sing that song just as good as the album, and play the piano. He plays the piano on the parts, and Nick Ralph on guitar. You know, they look old, but they still jam, man. I mean, the song sounded great.
Oh yeah, copy that. I believe it. Well, I went to see, Kelly and I went to see Journey. I don't know if it was Steve Perry or the Oriental guy after him, but they put on one hell of a show. And this guy, he moves, he sung, he looked just like Steve Perry. But Foreigner opened up for him, and at that time, Foreigner didn't sound that good. I don't know if maybe they're just having a bad night, but that just didn't remind me of the Foreigner that I remember.
Yeah. My first concert I ever went to, my first concert in my life was Aerosmith. That's when they came out with Toys in the Attic. And me and my friends were Aerosmith nuts, and we went to Cobo and seen them, and it was great. But I went one time, my good friend Cliff, his old lady, we went to see Dokken and Twisted Sister. I forgot who the opening band was. Dokken rocked, and Dokken was rocking, and you know, Twisted Sister, of course, was jamming. I flipped off B. Snyder, and B. Snyder flipped me back, man. He flipped me the finger back. Because we were only two rows from the stage. And I had to put my hand over one ear after a while because the damn speakers were right there in front of us. And it was loud as hell there.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Never had a chance to be that close. I was, I was either rows back or on the lawn at Pine Knob, which was fun. But, yeah, my first concert was Chicago. And that was an awesome concert. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, Chicago, they were a jam. They were a good band, damn good band. The late guitar player, Terry Taft, he had a cousin who lived around the block from me. She was an older lady with a son and everything, you know. She was up in her 40s or 50s, but it was his cousin. And he would always stop in whenever he was in Detroit, you know. He would stop in and hang out. And he left a guitar in one of the bedrooms of her house, a Stratocaster. And he left it there so when he comes to visit, he had something to play on. And I used to be in, when I'd be in the house and, you know, nobody was, you know, around me, I used to sneak over and open that door and look at that guitar. Man, and I think I wanted to pick that thing up so bad, but, you know, she showed it to me first before, you know, and she told me, she said, don't touch it. He said, nobody messes with it. Just leave it, sit there. Don't touch it or anything. I'd let you see it, but that's it, you know. So, yeah, Chicago, they were great.
Yeah, this, another good band is the Babies and Cheap Trick. They're good bands, too.
Yeah, roger that, both bands, yeah.
I was into the Babies too. I dug the Babies, especially the first album. Had to turn it up every time I put it on, or tape, whatever. I had to turn. You got it. The Babies, you got to turn up, man. It's just, that's the way it works. You know, when you're cranking it, it just sounds a hell of a lot better. Cheap Trick, yeah, with Rick Nielsen there. I love that guy. You know, he'd come on, and we'd be watching TV, you know, a concert or something. And he'd come out on stage, he'd have like some five neck guitars and stuff. He looked like a comedian, too. He'd roll his eyes and stuff. He was funny. But he could play that guitar. That's a damn show.
Never saw his eyes. He always had sunglasses on. But yeah, he had some wild-looking guitars.
Yeah, when we used to, he didn't have the sunglasses. You could see his eyes. His eyes are like foggy, like bug-out eyes. He looked normal. I mean, don't get me wrong, just that his eyes were big and they bugged out, his eyeballs bugged out a little bit. But he was funny, man. He just looked funny. You just look at him and start laughing. He's one of them, you know. But yeah, he'd come out with five neck guitars and he'd play them and stuff. And he'd do it, too. He'd play the thing. You know, that thing's got to be super heavy. Five neck, five bodies all together, you know. It's got to be heavier than hell, but he trudged on.
Roger that. WSTU 844 for ID. Heart, another good band. I've got a couple of their albums in cassettes. I enjoyed listening to them.
Yeah, Roger. The first album, Dreamboat Annie and Little Queen. I had both them albums. I used to play the hell out of them. I loved Heart. But I think I got up as far as Dog and Butterfly, and that was it. I probably went over to a different band or something. Who the hell knows? But yeah, Heart Jam, man. I love every song on both them albums. Dreamboat Annie and Little Queen. All the songs are good.
I think I had the greatest hits, and I think Kelly might have one of their albums. But Barracuda, Crazy for You, Dog and the Butterfly, love that song. I just got into that song in the last couple of years. I've never heard it before, and I love it.
Yeah, well, I might have developed a little crush on Nancy Wilson. Too. That might have happened, but I was always impressed seeing a girl playing a guitar in a band. You know, I don't know what it was, but you know, Nancy knew her stuff. You know, you see when she opens up Crazy on you on that acoustic, she really gets wild. I just watched a video last week or something of them, and it's a recent concert they did. Ann's in a wheelchair because I guess she broke her foot or did something. But they did Magic Man and I think Crazy for You. And she still got it, man. She can't get the highs like she did when she was young. But she knew her way around that. But just, you know, the normal, singing the normal vocals, man, she had it down, just like you're listening to the album there.
Very cool. Yeah, Magic Man, another good song, definitely. But I know there's some good chick bands on now. Lizzie, Hailstorm, that's a good band. And then there's Warning, or something, Warning. But yeah, there's some good chick bands for today, Bacon Jam.
Yeah, Roger that. WSFZ 793 ID. The Warning, they had a video on YouTube way before I knew who The Warning was. I seen this video on YouTube, these little girls, like 9, 10 years old. And they were doing Metallica's Enter Sandman. One on bass, one girl on guitar singing, and one girl on drums. These are like, they're only like 10 years old at that even. And I had to give it a listen. And it was great. They did
they did a wonderful job. And then as time went on, I ran into videos. Oh, man, they grew up now. Yeah, they jammed. They got their stuff together. I don't know why they're not, they're not mainstream yet or anything. They should be.
Definitely, yeah. They're not, yeah, they don't get the publicity like they should. And then Pretty Reckless, that's another chick that, she's amazing.
Yeah, Roger, I haven't heard Pretty Reckless yet. I know the name, but haven't listened to anything by her, by them. Back in my day, I used to listen to a chick band called L7. They jammed, they were cool. But I kind of slid away from them, though, but L7 was good. I think they broke up now anyway, but I kind of slid away from them. Hang on a minute, my doorbells are, you hear them barking. My doorbells are going off, hang on.
Roger.
I don't know what the hell they're barking at. There ain't nobody out there. I don't know. They're all in there barking. Unless somebody's in the house. But if that's the case, then I'd be dead by now. So there it is, man. Yeah, but I like going back to the old days, man, when it was the chick bands and the good bands and everything, you know, Zeph and all that, you know, but I was really in the bad company, man, especially that first album, that whole damn album, man, wide open on the volume, or before distortion, you know, open the volume up before it distorts, but, yeah, those were the days.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have the music loud, definitely, but, yeah, I'm gonna have to check out L7, I've never heard of them before. But I got the Wild-Eyed Southern Boys on Apple Play right now, 38 Special. Hold on loosely. Another good band, 38 Special.
Yeah, there was a couple jams I used to dig by 38 Special. Chain Lightning, Hold On Loosely. There's other ones that'll come to memory if I thought hard enough, but right now I don't come to memory. But it was like about 5 or 6 tunes by them that I liked. What was I going to say about that? You said something I was going to... Oh, it don't matter. It'll come to mind there. But, yeah, that's the stuff, man. You know, that was the stuff back then. 38 Special, I think, still together, ain't they?
I think so. I haven't heard anything different. Another band is ZZ Top. Yeah. Used to really get into them, too.
Yeah, ZZ Top was good. I was into ZZ Top until they came out with the keyboards and stuff and everything. And I don't know, for some reason, I didn't care for them after that. The stuff didn't sound down and dirty. You know, the old stuff, like with Range and everything, you know, they got the cowboy hats on, the beard and guitars, you know, looking normal and just playing gritty, down and dirty, good stuff, you know. I forgot what his name is with the guitar, but he can solo really good. He got his stuff together. But when they went over, you know, She's Got Legs and all that other stuff, you know, they playing fur-lined guitars and they got fur coats on and they got a keyboard, synthesizers in the back playing. I didn't like that.
I copy that. Yeah, I like the guitars and drums. Yeah, synthesizers. Yeah. Well, Van Halen used them. Eddie Van Halen used it. But a lot of that stuff was awesome though.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, that's another thing, too. Like, their album, 1984, you know, Eddie's on the keyboards and stuff. It's a good album. I love it, especially Top Jimmy. That's the song I used to play over and over off that album. But when Eddie went over to keyboards, I even went, Jesus, you know. The guy's a guitar player, man. Why you want to throw keyboards in there? And, you know, so I kind of started sliding away from Van Halen a little bit. Not much, but a little bit when Eddie started playing the keyboards.
think, after 5150, I think the next one was Balance. And, that's when I kind of went away. I still looked at the old stuff, but I didn't really get into the new stuff anymore.
Yeah, well, that's me. He was playing keyboards for him, and then his guitar solos were quick and done. You know, no tapping, no arpeggios, no nothing. Just a couple notes snapped off, and then back into the chorus. You know, no hard solos like you did in the old stuff. And I didn't care for that. You know, Sammy was good with Van Halen. Don't get me wrong. I got nothing against that. I kind of was, you know, one of them people that said, you know, Van Halen's not Van Halen without David Lee Roth, but Sammy had it down pretty good. I won't criticize that. But yeah, after Eddie went over to the Keys, I think after 1984 is when I kind of just, you know, quit listening to them because, you know, it was getting more and more keyboard oriented instead of guitar. All right, Sherman, you're breaking up. You're getting out. I know you. I heard you say you understand, but you're on the outer fringes. So I'm gonna go ahead, get on the listening end, and see what's happening. So good talking to you, my friend. You have yourself a good day. Tell Kelly I said hello. Give her a hug from me, and we'll talk to you a little bit there, my friend. WSFC 793 clear after yours.
Roger that, buddy. Good talking to you. So take care. And, we'll talk to you a little later. And have yourself a good one. WSGU 844. And we'll be down monitoring and going to the other one.
Roger, 73.
WSHR 566 WQ 844. You got a copy? No copy on WSGU 844 WSHR 566. Only on monitoring.
No contact, Mr. 902, WSFC 793, listen.
Dave, you out there? WSA out 946.
Yeah, come on, Ralph. WSFC 793.
You know, I was listening hours ago. You and I forget his call saying talking music, forget it, the girly bands and stuff. Well, I've been tubing ever since. I'm at Primus. I'm doing some Primus.
All right, I just got done running through Van Halen 2, or the second album from the first one. I was gonna do I want to listen to Diver Down album and the Fair Warning album, but I'm getting tired over here, so I left it at that.
Yeah, copy that. I checked out that Wicked band, the girl band. Pretty good. They got a whole lot better as they age a little bit. I saw that young one where they were real young doing Metallica, I think. But yeah, they've come a long way.
Yeah, you mean The Warning. That's the name of the band, The Warning. But yeah, when they were kids on that one video, they were kids doing that Metallica. They did it pretty good.
Yeah, that's what it is. Got the name wrong, but yeah, yeah. Jeez, they were just baby girls, man.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was telling Sherman. I said, you know, they were 10, the oldest one was 10 years old, but they were even younger than that, even. I said, they were just little girls, man, and they, one on guitar, one playing the bass, and one playing the drums, and they had it all down pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they knew they were going to go a long ways. Once you get a producer in there, you know, you're going to lose money and go places.
Yeah, for quite a long time now, they write their own stuff. They make their own songs. They don't really do copies. They'll do copies, but they mostly write their own stuff. Some of their songs are pretty damn good. Even the songs that ain't pretty damn good are decent. You could listen to it without, you know. Sorry. Yeah, a couple minutes ago I got to thinking about you. I was gonna see you out here. Did you have you watched Mr. Carlson's Lab?
Here you go, Pete. I just got another call. You know, these people, I don't know how they got my number and my name, but they want to, you still want to buy and sell your property. I'm like, I never wanted to. Fuck off.
Yeah, I learned from Shango 066. I've seen him do this on a lot of his videos. He'll get calls like that. All these things. If you watch some of his videos, he'll stop doing whatever he's doing, and he'll put the camera over to the phone, and it'll be someone, some people, hey, answer the phone, and they'll go, yeah. And they'll say, yes, sir, you know, and they'll go, I didn't leave the camera, and then usually they hang up, and they'll say, pardon me. They'll go, send me that one, meet up, I'll say, bon. And then they hang up on him.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. You got to waste their time, too, I guess, once in a while.
Yeah, well, me, if I get a phone call and it's a phone number, I don't answer it. If they don't leave me a voicemail, well, then I don't know who the hell it is, and I ain't answering it. That's what I tell people. So when I give somebody my phone number, so I tell them, I say, before you call, text me. Let me know it's you that's calling, and I'll answer it, you know.
Yeah, roger that. Well, you know what? I'm going to go clear. I'm going back to Primus. I'm watching some Primus live. Something about, what the hell is the guy's name? That bass playing is just amazing to me.
Yeah, you talking about Les Claypool?
Yeah, that's it, Claypool, yep.
Yeah, I'm watching a Shango video here. I'm just going to watch this, and by the time it's over, I'm going to bed. So if I don't talk to you in a little bit, I'm not sure if I'm going to be off or not. So, but I'll let you know ahead of time to have a good night, and speak on you tomorrow if I do go out.
All right, brother. Take it easy. I'll have the radio on. If the music's up too loud, I won't hear it, but I'll see the green lights and check it out. All right, WSIL 946. I'm going clear.
Roger that. WSZ 793, I'm listening, I guess.
WSHR 566, WSGU 844, you got a copy?
I don't think the other side's turned on, Kevin. I think we're disconnected. I talked to him on the way home a little while ago, but
I don't think we're connected up there.
Yeah, copy that, Dave. I heard you talking with your buddy there, and I heard you say something about Sherman, so I thought he might still be in the background listening. So yeah, I don't think the link is on because I don't hear a lot of chit chat on here. So
yeah, Roger, that it's been pretty dead all day. A couple people out here, but nothing. Whenever the other side's unlinked, it gets pretty dead out here. So, but it's all right. That's the way it is there. All right, my friend, catch you in a minute. I'll get back to this video, and I might go to bed. I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's sounding good. I hope Tanya's okay, and we'll get with you later, my friend. WSRZ 793. I'm listening.
Copy that, Dave. Have a good night, and if you go to bed, sleep well, and talk to you tomorrow. WSHR 566, Square Monitoring.
WRNW 329, Monitoring.
WSAD 841, Monitoring.
WRUU 850.
WSAL 946.
Looks like Detroit was down again, so should be up and running again.
I think it rebooted it like earlier around noonish, maybe, and it did some squirrely things. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, we really don't have any rhyme or reason for it. It just the repeater for some reason gets boogered up, and if it's Jack generally brings this to my attention. He usually sends me a text and says, hey, Detroit's down. It's never intentional. Never once has it been taken down for any reason. Well, I shouldn't say ever. Mount Clemens, on the other hand, a lot of jokers, a lot of real simpletons up in the Mount Clemens area. So that one's been taken down deliberately a few times. But the Detroit's down 99% of the time. It's just because of this bug. We don't know what it is. It's a Motorola MTR 2000 repeater, and it's got some glitch or something. We just need to power cycle it, and it comes right back, which is what I just did. Sure enough, it came right back.
Yeah, well, the bug keeps coming back also. So I don't know. But I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank the repeater owners, the operators, the maintenance people. Thank you for what you do, sir.
Well, no problem. Detroit is a good friend of mine, a business associate. He is absolutely crushed with work and life. He's got almost no time to work on it. It's in an extremely difficult spot to get to. And so, you know, I kind of take on the role of rebooting it. And that's all I can do. So we can't really get to that noise, that interference noise, until we can actually get some equipment up to it and work on it. And he's just got too many other things going on right now in his life. That's just not going to happen. So it is what it is. And like I said, I can generally get it back online when I reboot it. I just need it brought to my attention. Jack's usually really good about it, but you know, sometimes I hear about it and just stay soft for a few hours.
Yeah, copy all that. Well, it is what it is. You know, you'll get to it when you get time, and yeah. WSAL 946 for ID. Great talking to you, sir. I'm going to be monitoring here right now. WSL 946.
Nelson, like I said, I just I'm just trying to get it out there. You know, I'm sure there's other people listening, and I want people to understand that Detroit's never deliberately taken down. I wouldn't say never, but 99% it's not taken down for any reason. It just goes down on its own. We don't know why. So it's just got to be brought to my attention. Detroit's pretty good. Doesn't have a lot of the tomfoolery, so it doesn't generally get knocked down that much. All right, catch you later. WRUU 850.
All right, good talking. Good talking. You know, Mount Clemens used to be really good. I'm going to jump back in a little bit. But Detroit repeater is always works better. The receive quality is much better usually. Anyway, WSAL 946.
I got about another minute in here. I got to jump out. Yeah, Mount Clemens has potential. Just, when you get the burping guy and the music guy and all the other fools that are up there, it makes it, you say to yourself, I don't know why I'm bothering. So that's probably the biggest reason why you get apathetic about it. Mount Clemens definitely has the potential to be better, but you got to talk all that about it. Have to ruin it for everybody, and it just makes us shrug our shoulders and go, why bother? Anyhow, so who knows? We got there's a lot of potential up there in Mount Clemens. We'll have to see.
Good, copy that. You have a good evening, my friend. WSL 946.
All righty, you too. With that, I'm just about home, so with the food for mama, WRUU 850.
This is WSAP 841. I just wanted to add that by and large, most of the people on Mount Clemens are really, really good people, it seems like. Just seems to be a handful of people that are more obsessed with shenanigans than actually doing anything productive.
You know, I agree with that. Mount Clemens is kind of my baby, so it really saddens me, but it is weird when I look at all the different systems and all that stuff. It seems like, why do we have all the knuckleheads? I don't know why that is. There's something about my partners in the north part of the state, they joke, it must be something in the water.
It's really funny, as you were describing that, I wanted to say that there was something in the water, but you beat me to the punch. From the sounds of things, it's like one or two people, probably, that just literally have absolutely nothing better to do or to contribute. All the people on here seem to be pretty awesome, and Mount Clemens, too. This is WSAD 841. I'll be clearing monitoring.
I think it's a blow over from the CB wars going on the Upper East Side for years, and I think some of those knuckleheads found, they can buy a $10 bow thing and cause trouble elsewhere, so they're like in their glory. All right, catch you later. I am home. Gonna get inside. In here is Sean, by the way. WRU
8-5. 841, how's it going over there, bud? WSAL 946.
Hey Ralph, it's going pretty good. Just been playing with different radios all day. How about yourself?
Oh, nothing much. I've been went down the YouTube hole today. I've been at it for about 6 hours watching music videos.
You happen to remember when MTV actually played music? That was a good time.
Yeah, I remember when MTV first came on cable.
Yeah, that and VH1, those were both some pretty good stations to watch. especially in the mornings, you know, getting ready for, at least for me, you know, getting ready for school and stuff, and jam out to the music, and usually seem to be slightly better music than the radio.
Pop-up video for the win, WRZN 493.
Who is that for the win?
Pop-up video, sorry, I had to interject. WRZN 493 is the call sign.
Well, I remember when, on like Friday nights there was a show, what the hell was it, rock show, or on Saturdays, you know, you had to catch Saturday Night Live, you could usually catch some good music on there, you know.
WSAG-337, Ron Portman, trying to make contact out there with you guys for the present season.
I think the Detroit repeater may be down, sir. WSAL 946.
Negative. I am currently connected to Detroit.
I thought it was the Detroit receiver I was thinking. Hey, WSAL 946, you know, I think I spoke here yesterday. I'm Ron from Portland, WSAB 227.
I think so, Ron. I do believe so. Yesterday or the day before, yeah. How's it going tonight?
Hey, pretty good, sir. Just goofing around again. I threw up another antenna and if I may ask your name, now I'm starting to keep logs. And so here I am. I took the Ed Fong antenna off and I threw in it's a Nagoya whatever it's 5/8 by 5/8 antenna, and I'm hitting Cleveland pretty good. I wanted to see, but I've been monitoring you guys though too.
Hey, you got is it a Nagoya 72?
It's a Nagoya, hold on a second, let me take a look at the number real quick.
Jay, I hear good things about those Nagoya 72 Gs. That's what Dave, that's what he's transmitting on.
You know, please excuse me. It's high up. I got her on a telescoping pole, but if I remember right, NMO200C?
Is it a mobile antenna you got up there?
I'm using it on a pole, and I guess it could be mounted to a magnet mount is what I understand. But I took the old U hooks and threw it up on a pole, and ran the coax. That's another thing. I went with cheaper coax, and I was using on the Ed Fong. I was using that. What is that, the RX or whatever it is, 8, and this one I'm just using the 58 cable.
As long as that coax is short, as long as you get a short run, it's not going to be a problem, unless you want to be a big hitter, you know, throwing 50 watts out hard, but yeah. You got a ground plane under that mobile mount, that mobile antenna?
Actually, I threw a few of the little, sticks there that went around it, but I'm mounted to, it's a grill gazebo, one of those little grill gazebos, and I don't use it for the grill. I got it, my little shack. Where I just got a CD and mounted the pole up to it.
Well, height. You'll see it if you look at videos, GRMS videos. Height is might. Height is might. You gotta, you know, get it up in the air with a ground plane under it, and you'll be dandy.
I was hoping that the metal roof, although it's slanted, I was hoping that would be a ground plane, but how am I coming into it over there?
Well, I'm on the Detroit repeater here. You're a little weak sounding. I mean, I have no problem understanding you, but there's quite a bit of static behind you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, hey, I appreciate it, Henry. But hey, and I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I got you. I got the log 946. Sir, what's your name again?
My name is Ralph, and yours is it Ron?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I got you down now. He's very good. 946. Hey, listen, man, you don't know how much I appreciate it. Hey, I'm talking in between you and Cleveland, and Cleveland seems to be coming in pretty good. My little suburb Parma, they threw one up on a tower over there, and everything's going good. But, hey, I'm a tweener. If I can get in Detroit, that's a beauty.
Where are you again, Ron? I forgot now.
I'm in Port Clinton, I'm at Route 2 in the Portage River. I can see Route 2 from where I'm at it. Yeah.
I remember now, Port Clinton, yes sir. Well, you're making the trip for sure, it's a little staticky, but it's not a problem.
Hey, I came to you out yesterday night, Detroit repeater, and yeah, it's a 100-mile trip as the crow flies.
Yeah, well, you're hitting repeater. They're linked, of course. I'm getting full power off of the Detroit repeater, but with the way you're hitting your repeater, you know, like I say, it's a little weak and a little staticky, but I've got no problem with it.
You know, Ralph, I'm hitting your receiver. Receiver 18. I didn't put down the call center receiver. I hear it anyway. Wow.
I heard you, but I didn't really understand a whole bunch of it. You said something about how I was sounding over there.
Yes, you're sounding great.
I don't know if you just moved or what happened, but you just came up a little bit. It might be the atmosphere.
I could probably be sometimes when I shift, you know, I'm not into the mic the way that I should be. I get carried away when I'm reading. And here, you know, I'm not modulating into the mic.
What are you talking on right now? What kind of radio?
It's a P1021.
Well, I got one of these DB20s. I'm on medium, so it's supposed to be about 10 watts. So that's what I'm coming at you with.
I'm reading right now 18 and a half, 18.56, 18.54. My SWR is at 1.08 and my request is at 0.05.
Okay, all right. Well, get that meter out of there. I mean, it's using resources. Pull that sucker out of there and hook her up and let's see how you sound.
sir, I'm going to tell you, you know what, I have the meter hooked up to the Harbor Freight, the old Harbor Freight, through a battery solar panel, and then the radio hooked up into a Jackery cigarette lighter.
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. There's nothing better than the four-man setup, you know. I about had to buy a new power supply and about a new radio, a little antenna, you know. I'm into it for a couple hundred bucks.
Ralph, I just, you know, the power supplies are, and like I said, I'm just tickled pink that I can put you guys up there in Michigan. And I don't know if I told you, but I got a buddy up just a little east of Gaylord. And I haven't visited him in a few years, but he's Cleveland boy, and but he has family up there. Their marathon is up there. I'm sure they're going at it right now.
Well, you know, I used to hunt, but and I know it's not deer season, but I don't know when bear season is, or elk. I just don't know.
I've been up there for years, and I've never ever shot anything, never, but they set me on up, and well, they called me Smile, as you know, I smile a little bit, and all I know is this, the boys up there, they go, Smiley, we don't know if they can hear you, smell you, or see, but we said it's all free.
Hey, sometimes it's just for the party, right? Am I right?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's the party, the family, it's awful good. Boy, oh boy, I can't wait to get back up there again. My mom was a little on the fly, so, you know, had to take care of her back at home and see her. But I'll tell you one thing, though, what a beautiful, and, hey, just waking up and listening, just being that we can wake up.
Hey, Ron, you got kind of really unreadable there. But I kind of gathered most of it. Michigan's a beautiful place. There's a lot of really beautiful places. You can hunt, you can fish, do whatever you want. You know, when the season's right.
Hey Ralph, we got it down here too. But all I can tell you is this. Nothing like Northern Michigan, boy, what a beauty it was in August, and that's when I spent most of my time up there. I've visited other times of the year, been up there snowmobiling, and then they got one in the stable up there, and, oh boy, what a beauty for the Georgia Michigan is, it's a beauty.
Hey, Ryan, once again, I caught some of it. Some of it. I didn't hear your whole transmit there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm breaking out on you or else if I'm not into that mic the way I should be. But that being said though, hey Ralph, very good. Nice to meet you. Contact with you. WSAL 946 Ralph. And you're on the Detroit repeater. Here I am on WSAP 327 line, what's going on?
All right, Ron. Good talking to you, 337. WSAL, I'm going to go clear.
Just here, and we're switching out camera. Hey, nice to talk to you, and we'll catch you on the circuit there, bro.
Hey, Jay, 841, you still in there? WSAL 946.
Yeah, Ralph, this is WSAB 841. I'm still around. I'm just plugging away at some dishes.
All right, I was just on the Mount Clemens repeater. pretty scattered.
Yeah, that station oddly seemed to be coming in relatively clear, but I was still having somewhat of a hard time here, like, understanding what he was saying.
Well, you're listening to the repeater. You're not synchronized with him, so he's not hitting his repeater, wherever it may be. That's all you're going to get.
Copy that. So, what are you up to, other than your 6-hour music video trip?
Well, I don't know right now. I think I'm going to get back to it, actually.
Copy. Hey, when does that, when does your Svengoolie show air? Because I happened to get an antenna today from my brother, and I can pick up MeTV. Unfortunately, I can't pick up Fox, it seems, no matter what I do. And I feel like I should be able to, so that's a little bit of a mystery. But, yeah, I'm just kind of curious.
Well, Saturday, 8 o'clock, is 4.3. I'm on the east side here. Everything comes in great with my antenna except for the Fox, except for Channel 2. It's just the same problem over here.
Copy. Yeah, most of the people that I know that rock TV antennas all seem to say that they have trouble picking up Fox. I don't know why. I mean, 4, 7, 62, like, I can pick all that up just fine. Actually, my antenna, when I scanned, it picked up like 60, well, the first spot I had, it picked up 43 channels, and then I moved it, and then it picked up 63 channels, which is pretty awesome, for sure, but everyone seems to say that Fox specifically is a really hard channel to pick up.
Oh, yeah, you know, I use an antenna. I don't watch a lot of TV, and, you know, I got Amazon Prime. I can watch that. And got a little Kodi set up on a Fire Stick. I can pretty much watch whatever the heck I want to. I don't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when just about everything in the world is at your fingertips. Nothing sounds good, but like when you just turn on a channel and it's just playing whatever it's playing. It works out a little better that way. I find the same with music. A lot of times, I don't really feel specifically like listening to anything in particular, but if I just fire up a radio and just let it play whatever, like, it just seems somehow oddly easier to get along with, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to tell you, I found out today, I think they've been online for a couple of weeks, 89X. 88.7 is just back with, is now an alt station again.
Oh, is it really? I know that used to be my go-to station. I think it's 88.7 technically, but yeah, that used to be my go-to station, and they switched over to like country or pop or I don't even know what, but I quit trying.
Yeah, they went country. Well, they're back. You know, I listened about a half hour today. They're definitely back.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I know I used to occasionally dabble with the morning show, Dave and Chuck. Sometimes, though, it got a little almost Jerry Springer-like, a little too far out there for my taste, but for the most part, it's pretty entertaining anyway, but I think they're on 101 now, right, I think?
Well, they were. Oh, geez, that stuff started before them. There were other couples of dudes, you know, guys on the radio that was the morning shows. The you know, it's kind of repetitive, the stuff that David Chuck, you know, it's either penises or whatever the hell they're talking about. It's kind of don't know, it's redundant.
Yeah, some of the stuff is, you know, kind of entertaining for a morning commute, I guess, but for the most part, it was just kind of old and kind of, yeah, repetitive, and borderline childish.
Yep, for sure. Well, when they're on, I'm generally sleeping anyway, so I don't have to worry about it.
You know, funny enough, this morning I started thinking, like, man, age is hitting me fast out of nowhere. Like, I'm 38, but, like, in the last 2 years, I started growing hair out of my ears. I'm getting the wispy eyebrow hairs. I had a hernia surgery. It's like, all of a sudden, just seeming a little messed up.
I could say, dude, you're doomed, but I won't. Hey, stay on top of things. Go forward and keep yourself healthy and everything's going to be great.
Yeah, you know, I'm a pretty firm believer in the philosophy of a rolling stone gathers no moss. I'm still gathering some moss, though, so I'm not exactly sure how that pans out. But, yeah, you know, I'm getting ready to go get a haircut today. Because I don't work Sundays or Mondays, and I'm getting ready to go to the barber shop, and I'm just like looking at stuff, and it's like, man, I got another eyebrow or two I got to pluck here and clean up my ear hair, which, you know, that's only in the last year or two. That's been kind of new, and yeah, I just started like sitting there, like, man, what is going on? I don't even know when it happened specifically, but all of a sudden, it's kind of messed up.
It's not messed up. It's just the way it goes. And don't pluck those hairs. Just trim them off. Trust me. Don't pluck them. You don't want to be bald in the eyebrows when you get old.
Copy that. Yeah, right now it's only one or two, and I only seem to notice them when they get, like, over about an inch long, and it's like, oh, that one is kind of long and starting to curl a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, I'm plucking those. I don't know if the rest of them will start to do that or not. But right now it's usually only one or two at a time.
Dude, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny. You're brushing your teeth, and you look in the mirror and go, what? What in the... What is that? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I suspect that the ear hair probably started a little earlier than I realized, but, yeah, it was like a day, somewhere about a year or two ago. I'm looking in the mirror, you know, and I typically rock a beard recently. I've been going clean shaven, but I thought I had, like, a random beard hair sticking out real far, and I went to, like, go try to push it back down in my beard, and I was like, that thing was like an inch long, and it's hanging off the side of my ear. What is that? And then, yeah, you know, upon closer inspection, there's like three or four of them there, and they're like an inch long and just white and just hanging out like they belong.
Closer inspection, that's hilarious.
This is WSJBA 41 for ID, but, yeah, it's, I mean, it seems kind of like getting older hits you kind of like a brick, and just one day, I don't know, I just feel like my body at least is showing signs of being older, even though I feel like I probably shouldn't be trusted as power tools.
Now, you'd be all right with power tools. Just watch out for the ladders and climbing on roofs and things like that. You're fine. You got hair coming out of my ears. Oh, my God. Hey, let me give you a little woman tip.
10-9, I didn't quite catch that.
10-9. Were you calling for 10-9, Jay?
It's for a repeat. I didn't quite catch what you said.
Oh, I said, let me give you a little woman tip.
All right, what you got?
Keep your ears trimmed up. I'll get all that nasty out of there and fingernails. Fingernails. No woman likes dirty fingernails on a man.
Copy, yeah, it's never good. There's so many parasites and stuff that live up under there. It's kind of disgusting. I usually keep them trimmed down, basically down to the nail bed, but actually after I got my hair cut today, I was feeling all fresh, and I looked down at my fingernails like, oh yeah, I'd probably use a trim.
Well, I wasn't trying to get all personal on you. I'm just saying women, you know, even if they're a little bit long, if they get crud under them, they don't want you touching them, you know?
And rightly so, because I would probably feel the same.
Ugh. Man, could you imagine a woman with some fingernails on her, with some crud under them? Hell no, I'm not having that.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like being at a cookout and seeing that the lady who assembled the hamburger patties got some 3-inch nails that look black on the bottom.
Yeah, I'm gonna go throw up now. Give me a second.
Yeah, it's always been a tough spot for me. You know, you're at a cookout and you're looking at the 3-inch nails of someone who prepared the food, and you're looking at some, you know, mechanic nails of the guy grilling the food, and all of a sudden it's like, man, I don't think I'm that hungry anymore.
Hey, NJ, you know, don't think I'm something, but I'm thinking about getting a pedicure because I have a hard time getting down on my nails and really cleaning them up nice. I might just go with one of my daughters and get my feeders done. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily blame you. Good to keep that stuff clean and tidy, that's for sure. I know having a nice haircut is a pretty good boost as well, but yeah, I mean, the nails, it seems like if you just keep them trimmed down real, real close, they don't even really get much of an opportunity to get all that dirty, and it's not too hard to clean them.
Yeah, copy that. I will agree, you know, a nice fresh haircut, it makes you feel good.
Yeah, luckily I'm blessed with a pretty good head of hair. I haven't started losing anything yet. But yeah, there's nothing like the people that cling to it, you know. It seems like, I've always thought, if I ever start showing signs of, you know, feeling like I gotta hide something, just probably cut it all off.
Well, I will say, I've been told one of my daughters is, she's an ex-beautician. She does, you know, she'll come over and trim my hair up for me, but short, you know, when you start getting thin, short is definitely better. It just looks better.
Yeah, embracing what you have seems to be a lot better than trying to hide what you don't.
That's some pretty powerful words right there, sir. WSIL 946 for ID.
I like to think I picked up some wisdom here and there. But yeah, I'm actually going to finish up my dishes real quick. I'll still be around and listening, and I'll probably be back on here in a little bit. I got another 9 minutes or so before a timely check-in. But Yeah, I'll be back in a minute. This is WSAB 841. I'll be clearing monitoring on your final.
I don't think you got 10 minutes. I think you got about 6 minutes. It's about 8:34 on my clock. 8:33.
Enough to finish loading the dishwasher anyway.
I used to have a dishwasher. That damn thing, you know, lasted years and years and years. And then we divorced.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was waiting for it. I was like, oh, a dishwasher, last years. Okay, yeah, mine's a little rusty, but it's still trucking along. And then you had that. And I gotcha.
All right, Jay, WSAL 946, I'm going to go clear and stand and by you.
Copy, this is WSAB 841, clear and monitoring.
WSAI 847, WIUG 28, copy. One more time. WSAI 847, WIUG 28, copy. WIUG 28,
clear. This is WSAB 841, monitoring at 8:41 p.m. Station, you were pretty well unreadable.
WSCI 847. WIEG 48. Copy. WSCI 847. Station 847. WIEG 48. Copy.
WSHB 399 repeater, Marion, Ohio, Monday, September 15, 2025. Time is 11 PM. Outdoor temperature 61 degrees.
Yeah.